welcome to Lou.
Lo, Agus Dinner.
The Cornish for Lou is...
Lo.
And that means...
Deep water inlet.
So just tell me a bit about this word, because we do find it cropping up across some of the Celtic countries.
Yes, we do. It's loch in Scotland, also in Ireland, although spelt slightly differently.
And what is the meaning of this in Cornish? Because we have got loch, and then in the north we've got a different word.
That's right. We've got two words meaning estuary. For the deep water ones, the drowned valleys, and largely found on the south coast, you get loch. On the north coast, where you've got the estuaries that dry out at low water and leave extensive flats, they're hail.
So we've got Lough, we've got Lowpool near Helston, and we've got Low Beach on the Carrick Roads.
Absolutely, yeah. Lowpool, I mean, low doesn't mean lake. It still means a deep water inlet, and of course Lowpool was before the bar formed.
Let us look at how this relates to the town of Lough.
Well, East Lough is Lough itself. West Lough had another name, that was called Porthbian, Little Cove.
And what about the island?
Yeah, there's been a curious shift on this one. It was the island of St. Michael, and then in the late 16th century, suddenly somebody decided to shove St. George onto it, so you get St. George's Island. But it was the island of St. Michael of La Manna. There was a monastery on there, and La Manna is Lan Manach, the church site of the monk.
Lou.
Lo.
This production has been brought to you by Visit Cornwall.